Welcome back to the Canmore Chirp. I'm Marge, sitting here at the CSA Center at 600B, 9th Street.
And I'm Dave, trying to figure out why a black-billed magpie just tried to steal my parking pass.
He's probably just trying to register for the 2025/26 membership, Dave. Today, we're showing you how artificial intelligence can help us manage the 172 bird species currently eyeing our patio and garden.
I looked at the eBird hotspot list, and it's busy out there. We've got 8 mountain chickadees and 6 bohemian waxwings all wanting to join our social events.
Exactly. I used AI on my tablet to sort them. I asked it, which of these birds would be the best fit for our lifelong learning sessions?
And what did it say?
It suggested the common raven because they're experts and enthusiasts by nature. AI can take a huge list of names and find exactly who should attend our next inspiring and challenging talk.
But what about the red tape? To join the CSA, you must be 55 or older.
I asked the AI to draft a polite rejection letter for a 1-year-old American robin. It wrote, "Dear feathered friend, please return to the CSA office between 10 a.m. and noon once you've seen 55 winters."
That's much easier than writing it myself. What about the health protocol?
I told the AI we follow board recommendations. It generated a sign for the townside hall door saying, "All birds with upper respiratory illnesses must wear a mask or refrain from entering the building altogether."
So, whether it's a website error we need to report to web at canmoreseniors.org or just writing a funny invite for a garden party, AI is actually pretty handy.
It is. It's not about the tech, it's about enhancing the lives of our members.
Even the ones with feathers.
Especially those. Give a try today, Canmore. It's for the birds and for us.